Now, as you move on down in this chapter, well, let me drop down and read verse 41. The singers, the children of Asaph, 128. Now, actually, there were 128 singers that went back. You see, the spirit of praise was in their hearts and in their lives. So they had to have a lot of singing. Candidly, there were more of them went back than there were of the Levites. Now we come down here to verse 62. Probably ought to read verse 61. It says, and of the children of the priests, the children of Abiah, the children of Koz, the children of Barzillah, which took a wife of the daughters of Barzillah and the Gileadite, and was called after their name, these sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood. Now they had to declare their pedigree, you see. They had to declare who they were. You remember the children of Israel when they left Egypt? We have them all arranged according to their tribes, to their families, and every man had to declare his pedigree. If a man came up and said, well, you know, I think I'm a son of so-and-so, and I think that so-and-so's my mother, and I hope that that's true, and I'm going to work at this thing pretty hard and do the best I can, and maybe I will be. May I say that at the very beginning, they were put out of any place in the nation Israel. You had to declare your pedigree, and if you couldn't, you were just outside. And this is something that today a child of God ought to be able to know, that he's a son of God. I know whom I have believed, Paul says. Declare your pedigree. Now, verse 64, the whole congregation together was 42,303 score. Beside their servants, their maids, there were 7,337, and there were among them 200 singing men and singing women. 49,897 is the number that returned back to the land.